Welcome to the Beacon Way podcast, where your hosts, Jennifer Christensen and Adrian Wilkerson, talk shop about what really works in today's digital marketing world. As the co-founders of Beacon Media and Marketing, Jennifer and Adrian have been a part of digital marketing since its early stages in the mid-2000s. Tune in as they shine light on what works and what doesn't in the ever-changing world of digital marketing for small businesses.
Back, everybody, to another episode of The Beacon Way. Today, we're going to be doing episode 16, and we've been focusing a lot in the last few months on how to build out some of the different pieces of your marketing strategy, how to lay all the right foundations. So this month, we're going to really focus on how to pull it all together into a cohesive plan, and then how do you actually implement that plan? So some tools for implementation today as well. So we're going to start off strategy part one today. We're going to really talk about some of the foundational pieces of building out your strategy. So we're going to kind of reach back to some of the episodes we talked about before and touch on some pieces from episodes 10 and 11 today. But Jennifer, what are some of the most foundational pieces as we're starting to pull together our strategy document, all these pieces we've been talking about for months? What's kind of the main thing to keep at the front of your mind as people are starting to build out this particular piece?
Yeah, that is such a great question. I think that with strategy in particular, with digital marketing, that it's really easy to get lost in the weeds. You know, you get lost in the, what are we doing on Facebook? Or how are we presenting this? And it's like all things in life, in business and marketing, you take it back to your foundation. So every decision that you're making through your channels needs to go back to that foundational premise of, you know, who are we? What is our brand? What do we care about? What's our differentiation? You know, what are we trying to express and to be to the world? You know, what service are we providing? What solution are we sharing? And really taking it back to that foundation in all of your decision making of how you strategically now execute and get that information out there is something, honestly, it's easy to forget. You know, we can get really lost in like, oh my gosh, I need to be on TikTok, you know, or I need to be on the latest trend. And it's basically being pulled by what others are doing instead of refocusing back on your path and who you're trying to reach and who you're trying to serve. So take it back to the foundation, always take it back to the basics. And then in the world of digital marketing, strategy looks really different than it does in other industries where you can set a strategic goal and just move forward with it. In digital marketing, it's all about feedback. It's really all about how the market then responds to what you put out there and the testing and all of that is part of it. So it makes the job of working on your strategy interesting, but also you have to constantly touch it. Because basically what through the different platforms, what you'll be told is, this is working, or I'm understanding what you're saying, or I'm not really getting what you're trying to say. And then that feedback makes you continue to refine your messaging as part of your strategy. So long answer, but I guess the short version would be go back to your basics. What's your foundation? Make sure it aligns with your brand. And then as you're building that strategic plan of what you're going to do on the different channels and how you're going to share your information, really just be aware that you're going to be constantly testing and refining. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely part of achieving great success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's why we really advocate that you pull all of these pieces together into a single document, because like Jennifer said, it's so easy to get lost in the weeds, the different channels and all the feedback. And so one way to avoid getting sucked into the black pit that can be feedback and all the different channels and all the different pieces is to make sure that your goals are all documented in one place and all the different pieces that we've been talking about, your brand messaging, your target audience, because that will help you keep your true north as you're getting all this feedback, because some of the feedback is really important and you need to adjust to. Some of the feedback is out of left field.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what your true north is, it's really hard to judge what feedback is important to implement and what is just a troll giving you negative feedback because that's what they do. And so you've got to have this all cohesively together to constantly be bouncing this feedback off of your true north, off of your goals. You know, somebody could come out of left field with this piece and you look back and you're going, who's my target audience? Okay, this person's not my target audience. So it's not that their feedback doesn't matter, but it doesn't have the same impact on your marketing, or shouldn't have the same impact as somebody feedback that's coming back from a target market person. And honestly, if you're not getting any feedback from your target market, that in and of itself is good feedback. Something's missing. Something's not on point because your target audience isn't giving you feedback, which probably means you're not connecting with them. So that in and of itself, but if you're just getting tons of feedback and you're seeing all this feedback, and if you're not bouncing it off of that true north, sometimes it's kind of hard to tell what is valuable feedback and what's noise.
Yeah, I'm on a rabbit trail on that for a minute with a story, because I think this is, again, so easy, especially as you're starting out in business, to get down the wrong path on strategy. So when we first started out, when Adrienne and I first launched Beacon Media Marketing, she'd had a business before Beacon Publishing. But when we really decided to focus on digital, we had a very clear goal. We had a clear idea of what we wanted to accomplish.
Absolutely.
We're a disruptor in the market. We're going to do these things. And, you know, we got some good feedback from that, but we also got a lot of resistance because we were starting a digital marketing company in Alaska and it was a little bit behind, you know, the times. So a lot of people were giving us feedback, well, you need to do traditional as well. And you need to do media buys. And if you're really going to be taken seriously, you need to do these other things. And unfortunately, we listened to some of that feedback and it cost us years.
It did. Oh, man.
Years of having to recover and get back to our true north. And I really want to encourage people listening today that if you know that you have a specific calling and vision and purpose, and especially if it's more narrow, which is what the market responds to now, stick with it and get the feedback from the people that are actually using your service or people that are your target market. The feedback you're getting from just random people, it doesn't even matter if they're your family. Well, you are going to get feedback from your family. Right. You're going to get feedback from friends. You're going to get feedback from other people in the industry. It does not matter.
Nope.
That's not what you're going for.
Nope.
Don't do it. Don't do what we did. You know, and I thought about that a lot, just that, and maybe that was just part of the process we had to go through to be confident and really, we had to like kind of make the mistake first to then come back to the point of where, no, we really do know what we're supposed to be doing here. Mm-hmm. And anything that varies from that is not going to get us to our goal, is not going to serve people we want to serve. We actually kind of didn't even give the best service to those that we were supposed to be serving because we were so worried about getting other people.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that's a great lesson. So hopefully if you're listening to this, you can learn from our mistake and not duplicate it yourself. We definitely had some people encourage us that way during that time. And the pressure was pretty intense. And we caved, you know, and so I hope somebody out there will not cave and stand up to it. But I think just to really reinforce what Jennifer said, especially about friends and family, they're some of the hardest to push back on when they have a different opinion. And if they are your target audience, if that aunt or uncle or sister or whatever is your target audience, that's awesome. You know, and their feedback can be very valuable. But if they're not your target audience, you really need to go get feedback from your target audience. And, you know, obviously be thankful that your family cares enough, your friends care enough to give you feedback. But it's really easy to go down a rabbit trail. And like I said, I think feedback from friends and family is some of the hardest, especially if they've invested in your business and helped you get started. But if they're not your target audience, then it's really important that you thank them for their advice and go find somebody who is your target audience and really, you know, take theirs with a grain of salt, because they're, you know, it doesn't mean their opinion's invalid, but just it's not valid for what you're trying to do with your business. And that's a hard one. And sometimes even the opinion is your own. And if you're not your target audience, get over yourself and get it, you know, provide stuff that is your target audience. I'm not sure if I told this story earlier, but I did the branding project for this one construction company who had been around for 20, 30 years. Great company, but they were realizing they needed to modernize their brand, their look, and it was 20 years old. And so we're talking about it. And the husband, it was a husband-wife team that ran this company. And he didn't really want anything to do with this stuff. He just wanted to be out on the field running his crews. That's where his happy spot was. And she ran the office and they had a great partnership. They really did. And so he was just like, we showed up for the meeting to go over what they wanted. And he's like, I'm just going to leave it to you ladies. You know what you're doing. And he's like, grabbed his hard hat and walked out the door, you know? And so she and I start digging into this, and all the colors that she was gravitating toward were colors that were really impactful for her. But the problem was they didn't translate into a construction environment. She wanted mauve. She wanted green. She wanted very feminine colors that really resonated with her. And so it became this whole discussion that we had to kind of process and work through to find colors that she was proud to wear and proud to have because it was her company along with her husband. But at the same time, she wasn't their target audience.
Right.
And, you know, the joke, one of the lines that came out of that whole conversation is, you know, I had to tell her, I don't think your guys are going to want to wear mauve hard hats. Like, really here, you're not the target audience. You know, your crew is for what they're going to be proud to wear on the construction site. But even more importantly, who is your target audience? Right. And it wasn't her. And so that was a really difficult one for her. And she's not alone. It's very difficult for most business owners if our target audience isn't ours, isn't us. And I mean, you and I have had this discussion before with our own material where there is stuff that we put out that is not my favorite.
Right.
It doesn't resonate with me, but I'm not always the target audience. And I have to let that go, just like this lady had to get to the point of letting go of mauve and forest green and recognize those needed to stay in the 80s. But there's been times I've had to let go of stuff because I'm not the target audience. One of the recent ads we put out for one of the positions we're hiring, it was really cute. I'd never even told you this story, Jennifer, but the cute little post, the quippy little thing that our amazing lead did, so did not resonate with me. It went right over my head. I'm just like, what? No, I would never read this. And I was like, oh, right. I'm not the target audience here. And I was like, okay, so explain to me the context of this post in your culture right now and why you think this is going to resonate with people. And she had a great answer for it. So I was like, all right, put it out there. Let's test it. Let's see how it goes. And we got some hilarious feedback on that one on LinkedIn where people are like, oh my gosh, I just spit my coffee out. I'm laughing so hard right now. Like, how in the world, like, I didn't even know, you know, a company would understand this and it was something very current that was going on with a specific generation that was not mine. Yeah. And so I'm not sure if we got any links through to actually fill out an application, but we got positive feedback from that. And so it was resonating with a crowd and it was people that were in about the generational range of what we were looking for that job. And so it was a great example that oftentimes.
Now I have to go find that because now I'm super curious. I see yes. Like a meme or something, but
it was pretty funny. Yeah, it was great. And I was like, okay, I officially feel old right now, but yeah. She was right. You know, it did resonate and it was cute and different enough that it totally piqued people's interest, which was great. So yes, it was one of those times where I had to get over myself because in this case, it wasn't me. It wasn't, I'm not the target audience. And so that is a challenge that we as business owners constantly have to face because it shouldn't be so far out there that it doesn't resonate with us anymore. And that's the tightrope to walk.
Right. Because like your brand, keeping your brand standard and really knowing who you are is important. So you're right. It's like this very, I mean, I kind of love it because it's this push-pull constantly of staying true to who you are, but also being meeting people where they're at.
Right.
You know, so it's like you are clearly comfortable in your own skin as a company. Your brand means this. You're comfortable. Like,
yeah,
we are excited that Beacon really does not We don't try to be a sexy marketing company. We don't.
No, like, we don't.
Not what we try to do. We try to be a digital marketing company that gets people amazing results. And we work with people that are having big impacts, whether it's through mental health or other industries that are having really big impacts on our country in a positive way.
Right.
So we're not like, we have to have like all the flash and all of, and not that we're against that. It's just that if it doesn't produce the results and align with the brands that we're serving, we don't care about that.
Right.
And people have definitely tried to push us into that thing too. Like, oh, you need to have this cutting edge, you know, type of website or this cutting edge design. And it's like, yeah, that's so cool, but it's so not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, that's what gets us excited is what works. That's knowing who we are, but it's still meeting people where they're at, which is.
Yeah. Well, and a tip I would throw out there, I kind of stumbled onto this one, but a tip I would throw out there for other business owners, when you have younger staff, like what happened with me, where they want to put something out there, ask them to give you context, ask them to explain why they think that this would be effective. Because when our team lead did that, the really exciting thing was it was on point with our values and it was on point with our branding. And so it was really awesome for me as an owner to see this person, this employee, this lead of ours, be able to internalize our brand and internalize our values enough to be able to definitely put something out that lined up with that. And then I could feel comfortable with it going out, even though it didn't resonate with me personally. But I knew it would resonate in a way now with a specific demographic, and it would resonate in a way that lined up with our values. So that helped me feel comfortable about it, even if it wasn't resonating with me. So just encourage you guys, if you've got staff that are wanting to put things out that they can advocate for and give you a really good reason why that still lines up with your brand, connects with your target audience, and reinforces your company values, and let them run with it. See what will happen. But ask those questions, I think, is really the tip, because then you can be comfortable with it as the business owner, knowing that at the end of the day, it still reinforces the things that are important, even if it does it in a way that doesn't resonate with you personally. And so that's, I think, the way that at least, like I said, it was kind of one of those cool moments of like, oh, this is working. This is cool. So like I said, I kind of fell into it, but I think it's a great tip for all of us business owners to be able to help walk that line. All right. Is there anything else we need to touch on today about some of those initiatives and goals and why a document's important? Anything else, Jen? I think we've done some.
I think we nailed it. I think we can talk more in depth on the next episode of some tactics and. Contribution and contribution, some of the things I'm in the weeds on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you come back next week for episode 17. We're going to dig into some of the tools and how much time to devote and some of the, like Jen said, the nitty gritty of actually getting that strategy ready to implement. So we can't wait. We'll get to see all of you guys, talk to all of you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Beacon Way. We hope you enjoyed it and had some good takeaways. Please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give us some stars on your podcast channel of choice. For more information, tips, and notes from the show, check us out at beaconmm.com. For more information on how Beacon can help market your business, email us at welcome@beaconmm.com.